universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. With the two hurricanes of this past month, with all its devastation, as it's impacting people's lives, as it's taking people's lives, I couldn't help but think of a couple thoughts. First, people with disabilities face struggles and problems like this all the time. When something happens from without and impacts you, it takes control out of your hands. What a better description for those who have a disability, whether it's blindness or a lack of mobility. You can't do what you want when you want. You're dependent on other people. Many times they make the choices for you, and you feel out of control. Well, quite frankly, that's how many people are feeling right now as they have had the impact of Harvey or of Irene. Irma, and how they have no power, no electricity, no gas, that they're left with life just thrown upside down. Many have lost their house, and it's like, what just happened? Well, that's why many people who have a disability feel all the time. And you who are listening who have it, I got something for you here. I was thinking about it from our point of view, a different point of view, ways to think, view, respond, and react. Of course, the first response might be none. Oh, well. And we just go on with our life. It's long ways away. I can't do anything about it. I can't. I'm not feeling any impact. So I'm not having no response whatsoever. I'm guessing that's not the way it is, because especially in this age of communication, we are aware of people, and so we do have some feeling in it. Second possibility would be, whew, I sure am glad it's not me, or I'm lucky that I wasn't as badly damaged or destroyed as others are. And so that would be our response. That's especially if you're in the middle of that type of impact from without. Third one, some people think, oh, they deserved it. God's bringing it to them. I remember years and years ago when there was major flooding in the Midwest. And this is in St. Louis. I was a parish pastor, and gambling had just started on the boats. And people were saying, well, this is God's way of punishing those who are gambling on the boats. And I had to quickly and quietly point out, no, boats float. They'll just go above the floods. It's not God sending judgment upon them. Jesus even talked about how occurrences outside of self are not a punishment sent by God. These are natural disasters. That's from Luke chapter 13. Someday maybe we'll talk about that one. So they deserve it. That's not proper, although some people do think it. A fourth response, again, the first would be none. Second would be lucky it's not me. Three, they deserve it. Fourth, Schadenfreude. It's a German word. It's an interesting word. It's sinister. It's malicious. It's mean-spirited. I get satisfaction of knowing that they are hurting. And I'll be honest with you, people with disability, this is the one that we might face and struggle with. Ha, they're suffering. Now they know what it's like. Ha, they've lost everything. Now they know what it's like to live without a lot of good things. Ha, someone's controlling their life, and now they get to know what I'm going through. Like it or not, Schadenfreude is something we face, but it's really subtle. And it slips sometimes so low under the bar we don't realize it's even there. If you want to know more about Schadenfreude, in room 4216, Lesson 63. It's almost the whole Bible study is devoted to that. It's from the book of Obadiah. So we've gotten those four responses. Those aren't the good ones. Nothing, lucky it's not me, they deserved it, or Schadenfreude, glad they've got it. Now we come to the Christian responses. And I shouldn't say Christian responses. It's human response. One, we feel hurt and are in pain just as they are. Oh, they must be struggling. Now, Christians really do get this a lot because we know fellow Christians are struggling and hurting. We know that as they struggle and hurt, they won't be able to help others, whether it's through their gifts or their prayers or their hands of service. And so we can know that their lack of those things are going to impact the ministry of God's kingdom. So that certainly is something that we Christians probably do feel. Here's one that, especially for those who have a disability, I would like to suggest. The sixth one is pray. As we know, that's one thing we should and can do is pray all the time and ask God's help and blessing. There are many times people, well, I'm going to jump for a second to number seven. Of course, compassion, which is really an action word, as Jesus holds it in the New Testament, that you move to action. Well, a lot of times those who have disabilities can't be moved to action. We can't volunteer and just get on a vehicle and go down with others who are volunteering to help. We can't give money to help the rescue. And so we can't do those things. We can't do the compassion move to action. But we can. Now we've been number six, pray. Yes, we can pray for our brothers and sisters. And it's so very important. God hears those prayers and answers them. And this might sound odd after going through these seven. And I'm going to touch on them one more time. But I'd like to read a verse. It actually is from some of our churches in the past week. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. No, I won't even tell you what it leads up to, because I think the impact of this verse is good enough on itself. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will save it. That is the Christian life. Jesus said this when Peter had said, no, Lord, you can't suffer. And Jesus spun around and said, get behind me, Satan. And said, if you want to follow me, you must take up your cross. Deny yourself. And die. If you want to follow me, take up your cross. Deny yourself. And then Jesus says these words of verse 25. Whoever wants to save his life for my sake will lose it. Who loses it for my sake shall gain it. That's the thing about this impact from outside, whether it's the floods and the hurricanes that have been down in Florida and Texas and elsewhere causing and then moving on into the other states, or whether it's a disability. When it is just for our life we are living, we will lose it. But when we see our life as part of the body of Christ, we can hurt for those other people. When we have the opportunity to move to action, we will. We can. But minimally, we pray for them. And so we pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you let your life be affected, impacted, taken by the hands of sinners, so that you might feel the worst loss of control, that of sin, which did its worst to you, so that as you rise from the dead, you promise us everlasting life. You are the victor, Jesus. You have won victory over sin, death, and the devil, and that by that we know you've won victory over floods and famines, and that in you we truly do have life, everlasting life. Help us always, Lord, to fix our eyes on you, not ourselves and how lucky we are or how unlucky others are, but instead help us to fix our eyes on you so that we see that you want to help others through us. So we pray for them and ask your blessing on those who are struggling in the natural disasters, our brothers, our sisters, and those who are not Christians, that from it, this disaster, they might know the great rescue you accomplished through the victory of your cross, the disaster of losing your life. For through that, we have been saved. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. God's blessings. I love to hear from you. By all means, drop me a line. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.